Okay, here we are. And just scanning the news while we were away for a couple of minutes there. All right, David John Oates is standing by. Hopefully he's sitting and relaxing somewhat in Adelaide, Australia. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure. Yes, I am relaxing. Beautiful, nice, sunny, beautiful spring day here today.
See, very nice. No Muslims running around town?
Actually, we had a terrorist attack in Melbourne this week.
See?
Yeah. Muslim stabbed a guy to death. Stabbed a couple of others. It's been declared a terrorist attack.
Sure it was. I do that.
So we do have them running around.
Yep. Not good. All right. How is the texture of tonight's load of speech reversals looking?
Oh, well, let's have a look at the file. We got quite a few on Trump and Jared Kushner, Pompeo, Kasich. There we go.
Very good. All right. Trump has been saying even more, some people would call them brazen things, but he's saying things that are, there's an old expression, shoot from the lip. It's as if he's just running his mouth sometimes, saying things that sometimes they make sense, sometimes they're a little odd. I don't know what's going on in the mind of Donald J. Trump these days, especially after the Pentagon told him no twice to direct orders. He's probably wondering what he's really doing.
Well, let's start off with Trump then, shall we?
Sure.
All right. So here he is attacking the fake news as enemy of the people. So here's the odds.
The fake news is, in fact, and I hate to say this, in fact, the enemy of the people. The left-wing media doesn't want to solve problems. They want to stoke resentment. It has to stop. They believe that progress isn't good for profit or for whatever reason it is they're playing their game.
And there he is. It was his typical attack on the media. And he says backwards, move our forces now.
Move our forces now.
Huh.
Move our forces now.
I don't know what
he meant.
Would this suggest a tactical change in his administration's position on the media? Maybe he's going to intensify the war on them? I don't know.
I'd say, that's how I interpret it. Here's a verse I played about Trump and the media a couple of shows ago. Listeners, we'll play this one again.
Our biggest obstacle and their greatest ally actually is the media. You can believe it. We've got stories that are so big and the media doesn't pick them up.
And here he says, and they get worse than a zero.
And they get worse than a zero.
And they get worse than a zero.
Yeah.
So he doesn't like the media, does he?
No. Well, he's essentially correct. The media is anything but objective, fair, honest, and professional, I'd say. It's an owned and operated, as you well know, social engineering propaganda tool. That's all it is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, so here he is talking on African-American poll numbers.
Person came into my office who does poll numbers, said, I do not believe how good these poll numbers are with African-Americans. And
here he says, feel the planet.
Feel the planet.
Huh.
Feel the planet.
Oh, that's interesting.
But that's what polls do. He's talking about polls. Maybe he's thinking about polls.
They get the polls. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, nice concurrent reversal. All right. Here he is talking about Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, I think she's been very badly damaged by what happened over the last couple of days. Or a man that ran Newark, New Jersey into the ground. There are a lot of people, but I don't see it yet. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anything else?
And this one says, the battle whistle, the battle whistle.
It's the battle whistle. It's the battle whistle.
It's the battle whistle. It's the battle whistle.
Yeah, he's ready for a fight. That's what he's doing.
It's a call to arms for himself, almost.
Yeah, it's like, move our forces now. It's the same thing. He's getting more brazen, as you said, okay?
Yeah, I think so. I also think that the Democrats are really going to go after him. Obviously, they're going to make this next 2 years, if he lasts, miserable. Constant in the news, you watch, it'll be constant, nonstop attacks on Trump, investigations, subpoenas. They're going to try to drive him out one way or the other. So when Hillary wins the nomination, and
which she will,
she'll stay out of the race probably until after Iowa. She'll step in late. The story I have today is that there are a legitimate 36 Democrats talking about entering the race now. 36.
36?
As opposed to 36. And we thought 17 was a lot. So if 36 jump in, Hillary can just put her feet up and wait until she's good and ready to step in and save the day, which she will. And if Trump somehow is driven out, she'll walk over Pence with no problems.
Yeah. Well, 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 it will be an interesting season. We'll see how we go. All right, here's Trump talking about the Pittsburgh shooting. Here we go.
We salute the heroes of American law enforcement. We always do. We always do. We know how much we appreciate them. And yet they're underappreciated. They have done such an incredible job for so long, and it's a tough job. We see it now. We see it now, maybe like we've never seen it before.
And here he says, blank this.
Fuck this.
Fuck this.
Wow.
Fuck this.
Wow. Gee whiz. He's a bit aggressive, isn't he?
So he, what are we to make of that? That we all know that cops... There are great cops and there are other cops that aren't great. There are cops that kill people, that abuse people. There are always bad cop stories. Maybe he's kind of tired of praising them all, realizing that there are a lot of them who don't really deserve the praise. I don't know. It's just, that's an odd reversal.
He's just aggressive. He's being more aggressive this time around than other ones. Now here he is again on the Pittsburgh shooting.
We salute the heroes of American law enforcement.
Well, it's the same forwards. Okay. And then he says, yes, your burden.
Yes, your burden.
Wow.
Yes, your burden.
Huh.
Yes, your burden.
So you got two of them. Yes, your burden, followed by blank this.
Yes, comma, your burden. Yes, your burden. Yes, it's your burden. What's the burden?
Okay, well, let's play the third one from the shooting and see what this tells us.
And they didn't have any protection, and that is just so sad to see. So sad to see. The results could have been much better.
You release it, their source. Is it their source?
You release it, their source. Is it their source?
Huh.
You release it, their source. Is it their source?
I think he's wondering whether the police have caused their own problems. That's what his burden is. That's why he says blank this. And is it coming from within their own ranks? I don't know.
Good guess. Yeah. I couldn't do any better. I don't know.
All right.
Odd.
All right. Here he's talking about bringing back the death penalty.
And I think they should very much bring the death penalty into vogue. Anybody that does a thing like this to innocent people that are in temple or in church, we had so many incidents with churches, they should really suffer the ultimate price. They should pay the ultimate price.
And it says, plus Hillary S.H.
Plus Hillary shit.
Plus Hillary shit.
Wow.
Plus Hillary shit.
Look, he's got Hillary on his mind. She
already.
She comes up in reverse speech so many times. That woman, she's a pervasive influence.
Well, you know about this story. Did you see the Wall Street Journal story on Sunday?
No.
Yeah, one of her closest former campaign chiefs wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal saying that she is running again in 2020.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Whatever. We'll do the reversals on it as we do.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting, and we're going into this one. Remember, friends, we're going into this one laughing. We're not going to be taken so grievously to task by some of this. We've got to chuckle a little bit. It's showbiz. Yeah. Let's react as if that's exactly what it is, because it is. Showbiz.
Yeah. Here he says, Russia violated a nuclear treaty. Okay.
Let's really get smart, and let's none of us develop those weapons. But if Russia's doing it, and if China's doing it, and we're adhering to the agreement, that's unacceptable. So we have a tremendous amount of money to play with on our militaries.
And here he says, I didn't think they did, actually. The arms that you lose, sell.
The arms that you lose, sell.
I think he's talking about upgrading his arsenal. Okay.
Well, we are the world's, the U.S. is the world's number one seller of weapons and armaments.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's what the sell thing is about. Sell, make money.
That makes sense. I got it. Yep. And here he is again.
Let's really get smart, and let's none of us develop those weapons.
Oh, it's the same forwards. Okay, and backwards, they know it's a show?
They know it's a show.
Not the best reversed in the world, but I think it's more than a show.
Yeah.
I think it's very serious, but they're all positioning. That's what he's saying. Okay. All right, so here's Trump saying, those seeking Jews' destructions, we will seek theirs. Oh, yeah?
For any form of religious or racial hatred or prejudice. You know that. You know that very well. You know that very well.
Aware of their money? Well, that's clear. He's talking about defending the Jews. Where are their money? Well, I guess the Jews have poured a lot of money into America. So,
well, no, they take as much out as they want, David. You got it backwards.
Oh,
they haven't put anything in here. They, in fact, have taken out. They have a carte blanche. They have endless. And they never pay it back. They don't have to. They call it loans. They've never paid a penny back. Never.
Yeah.
So
I've just gone bright red with embarrassment. You're quite right. All right, so here he is again.
The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue.
He planned it. Well, who planned it? Who planned anti-Semitism? That's what he's talking about, right?
Is he talking again in terms of the synagogue shooting? Then it would be the shooter. He planned it. He's just subconsciously. That's the backdrop to his forward speech. If he's still talking about the synagogue shooting, that would make sense.
Yes, he is, and this one is also, I think, synagogue shooting.
The shooter is in custody, and federal authorities have been dispatched to support state and local police conduct a full and thorough federal investigation.
Okay, that's what it's talking about. And backwards horror, and they all fear panic. Yeah, well, it just speaks for itself, doesn't it? Anyway. Just congruent to the scene, with panic, horror.
Yeah. Pretty much in focus there together. It's not anything deep going on in his subconscious with this at all.
No, not at all. Okay, next one along.
And unfortunately, evil comes in many forms. And we come together as one American people. I have just spoken. Go ahead. We should.
And he says, I shoot, they shoot the hell.
They shoot the hell.
Oh,
They shoot the hell.
It's clear.
They shoot the hell.
No idea what that means.
Well, I don't know. They fired back, didn't they? Obviously, the police did. I mean, I don't know much about it. The shooter was shot by the cops, right?
Right.
Yeah, they just combated the scene. So they just fought back. They shoot the hell.
Right.
All right, here's Trump says he will lower taxes for the middle class.
We are looking at putting in a very major tax cut for middle-income people.
Now, listen, I heard this is deliver tax, T-A-X, but Jeff heard it, my Jeff, as deliver facts, F-A-X or F-A-C-T-S. So here we go.
Deliver facts.
It's an F.
Yeah, I'm hearing facts. Jeff's right. Deliver facts.
Deliver facts.
All right, so let's play the forwards again.
We are looking at putting in a very major tax cut for middle-income people.
Okay, deliver facts.
Deliver facts.
Deliver facts.
Well, apparently he's actually contemplating doing that, but my question would be is, what middle class is he talking about? There's not much of one left.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, well.
It's all under tremendous duress and enormous indebtedness, and it's bad. Bad. Go ahead.
And here he says Trump won't honor a nuclear treaty with Russia.
So Russia has not adhered to the agreement, so we are going to terminate the agreement and we are going to develop the weapons.
We'd agree that guns they show us.
We the three that dance the hair show was.
There's a something after they show us.
Let's do it again.
We the three that dance the hair show was.
Oh yeah.
We the three that dance the hair show was.
How about we agree they're guns?
Yeah, I think the rest of it falls apart. Yeah, well, and that's just congruent with the forward dialogue.
Correct.
Okay, so that's all I got on Trump today. So no big revelations. He's a bit aggressive in some of his reversals, you know, but a lot of it's
very aggressive during his European trip. Just concluded.
All right. Okay. So let's Colin Powell, what's he doing around?
Yeah,
Colin
good question.
Powell says, we the people is now me, the president. Oh, yeah? Okay.
My favorite three words in our Constitution is the first three words, we the people. We the people. But recently it's become me the president as opposed to we the people. And you see things that should not be happening.
Huh. And he says, markets, they'll shoot up. Well, you could talk about the stock market, stock exchange.
That has to be what he's talking about. The markets are going to go up.
That's how exactly how I would interpret.
So he's kind of putting Trump down, but at the same time he's thinking that the market, at least for the 1%, will continue to be a good investment? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. All right. Now, here we have Jared Kushner. Now, Naomi, explain this reversal to me. I can't remember now. He's talking about prison reform.
I think we've made a lot of progress on. I'm as optimistic as you can be about that. And then there was one issue that was very close to my heart because I had a personal experience, which was prison reform.
And it's in the closet.
It's in the closet.
Now, got to explain this reversal to me, but I can't remember what the explanation was now. Let me see if Naomi's online and she can tell me. She's not answering. All right, anyway, so I don't know. Something about Jared Kushner, something's in the closet. I don't know much about it. All right, here's Jared Kushner talking about Trump.
Obviously, the president has for a long time. He's been speaking about it for a long time. He's been very consistent on his ideology for a long time. And in bringing on Ambassador Lighthizer as the trade rep, he couldn't have picked a more brilliant or knowledgeable...
And it says, governments enact my wolf. Incidentally, that it's in the closet means is that Kushner had a family member in prison. So there you
right, go. Right. So I was going to ask, he knew somebody who's in prison.
Yeah, so that explains that one. And governments enact my wolf. Wow. Tells me he's got a lot of power, Jared Kushner. They're doing what he tears, what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, here he is again talking about Trump.
If you get the opportunity to come and sit with him and make your case to him, he'll definitely listen. He may agree, he may not agree, but I find that he's incredibly receptive to thoughtful arguments.
And this one is love you.
Love you, God.
Oops, what's happening? Love you, good on him.
Love you, God.
Huh.
Love you, God.
It's good. It's good on you.
Good on you.
Oh yeah.
Love you, God.
Oh yeah.
Love you, God.
Yep. Okay.
Love you, God.
Or as you would say, good on ya.
Good on ya.
But it's, that's what it says. Good on you.
Yeah, he's praising Trump forwards and backwards.
Right.
And here he is again.
I find every day there's issues where people say the world's going to end, and then the next morning the sun rises, and then the sun sets, and, you know, we keep pushing forward.
People who shit.
People who shit.
People who shit.
That's funny.
People who shit.
That's people who say the world's going to end. You know, he's having a go at them, you know. Mm-hmm. They create all these problems. Okay. Here he is again.
Those 9 or 9.5 years earning that 6 months to a year off by participating in all of these programs that will give them a much higher probability of becoming a productive citizen. And I think that once you explain that to people, we find that everyone gets on board. And
this is always my wolf sees the warning.
Always my wolf sees the warning.
Oh, yeah.
Always my wolf sees the warning.
Interesting.
Always my wolf.
That's two uses of the term, yeah.
Yes. Tells me he's actively involved. He's very aggressive. He's very aware, very astute.
Oh, he's a tiger. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is telling us a lot about Jared Kushner. Whether you,
I would,
agree.
Yeah. I've always viewed him as extremely aggressive in a passive sort of way.
Yeah, well, that's the reversals are like that, yeah. And here's another one.
But our sense is that when we put our plan out, if there's reasonable leadership and if it's a reasonable plan, then they'll come to the table and try to fight for how to create the best opportunity and the best outcome for their people. But I think people are tired of the situation.
This is bombs used.
Bombs used.
Bombs used.
Yeah.
Bombs used.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What's he talking about, though?
Okay,
you know?
Let's play the voice. I don't know. It just says Jared Kushner speaks is the headline. Uh-huh. Here, let's play the forwards again.
What are people tired of?
Sorry?
What are people tired of?
I don't know.
But our sense is that when we put our plan out, if there's reasonable leadership and if it's a reasonable plan, then they'll come to the table and try to fight for how to create the best opportunity and the best outcome for their people. But I think people are tired of the situation.
He must be talking about the Palestinians somehow.
Gotta be.
Yeah, remember, he's the Mossad boy in the White House and wields a lot of power, very aggressive. I'm not surprised by that. Twice.
Mossad boy in the White House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is the very next reversal on the list. Here we go.
What we did is we took an approach where we thought we would create a very in-depth document that goes through the issues, and we thought something much more prescriptive. I've always found that with conflicts when I was in business.
And this is come meet Mossad.
Come meet Mossad.
Come meet Mossad.
Got that?
That's it. That's him. It's introducing himself. That's funny. Very good. Yeah, very good. All right. How's your catalog tonight? Do we have a lot?
We could have a break.
All right. Let's take at least part of our break here real quick, Todd, and we'll come right back with David Oates in just a minute. And back with all of you good people and David John Oates. All right, David, next up.
Okay, here's another one. I think I played this one last show, but here it is again, Jared Kushner.
When this presidency's over, you'll look at the full body of work and you'll see that that a lot of progress is made on a lot of fronts, maybe that don't get covered every day on CNN.
And it says, Daddy suing the girl, we are wolf.
Daddy suing the girl, we are wolf.
Oh, yeah. Nice and clear.
That's three wolves.
Yeah, that's right. That, of course, is what's her name? That lady suing her for $350,000. Can't think of her name now. Anyway, all right. Here's the next one.
All right. By the way, hold on. I just got a note from Gary. Jared Kushner's father was the family member in prison.
Oh, right. It's in the closet. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Stormy Daniels who Trump's suing. And we found that reversal before they announced the lawsuit. So there you go. It's another first form of his speech.
Very right. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
What we did is we took an approach where we thought we would create a very in-depth document that goes through the issues, and we thought something much more prescriptive. I've always found that with conflicts when I was in business.
And this is have it fixed.
Have it fixed.
Yes.
Have it fixed. Have it fixed.
Okay, all right. And I don't know what he's talking about, have it fixed. Don't know what he's talking about. Anyway.
I don't know.
Don't know.
He's a very complex, devious he's a representative of a foreign government. That's what he is. You just heard it in the reversal.
Yeah, come meet Mossad.
Play that Mossad again.
Yeah, okay.
If you can find it.
Yeah, no, it just says it's open, which means it, right here it is. Here's the forwards.
What we did is we took an approach where we thought we would create a very in-depth document that goes through the issues, and we thought something much more prescriptive. I've always found that with conflicts when I was in business.
And this is come meet Mossad.
Come meet Mossad.
Oh, yeah.
Come meet Mossad.
Yep.
Come meet Mossad.
Yeah, welcome to the real world. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. No doubt about that. Wow. All right, here's another one.
What we would do is we would discuss a lot of these thornier issues in a smaller group. And again, Ambassador Lighthizer was the lead negotiator, and I was helping him along the way with this. But
this is sharing oath, I see.
Sharing oath, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Sharing oath, I see.
Wonder what oath he's...
Sharing oath, I see.
Wonder what oath he's talking about. Oath to what and to who? Hang on, let's play the fours again. It might help us.
What we would do is we would discuss a lot of these thornier issues in a smaller group. And again, Ambassador Lighthizer was the lead negotiator, and I was helping him along the way with this. But
I don't know. Oath of office is the only thing I can think of. Sharing oath, I see.
Sharing oath, I see.
Huh. Sharing oath, I see.
You got me on that one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Oh, my God. Should I play this one? Sure.
President, like with all policy processes, and you know, one thing I'll say is that that now we are in a place where we make sure the president's properly briefed and has all the different sides and all the issues.
Oh my God! Shave on his ass.
Shave on his ass.
Shave on his ass. Shave on his ass.
sounds like he's licking something to me.
Shave, shave. No, I don't. It has to do with the way the information is presented to him. He's getting shaved, like hustled.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Maybe. That's the way I hear it. I think Kushner plays him like a cheap fiddle. Kushner is clearly way too smart. Think about the way he speaks, the quickness and the certainty of his descriptions, and you know he's holding a lot back. And then the reversals, of course, are quite clear for the most part. Three wolves? I've never heard three wolves from anybody before.
That's incredible, yeah. All right, here's one, a long one, that actually uses the word Trump in reverse. Here's the forwards.
You know, you can spend a lot of time. There's a lot of very reasonable people in this country who are, you know, want to see things get forward, and they're not spending their time as much on that. But
and this is the plan that Trump said mattered. We end up signing it.
The plan that Trump said mattered. We end up signing it.
The plan that Trump said mattered. We end up signing it.
Quite long and clear.
It's all there.
Yeah, it's all there. Nice long reversal. I don't know what plan he's talking about. Let's run the forwards again.
You know, you can spend a lot of time. There's a lot of very reasonable people in this country who are, you know, want to see things get forward, and they're not spending their time as much on that. But
I think he's just supporting Trump blanketly across the board. The plan that Trump said mattered, we end up signing it.
Mm-hmm.
And my thumbs up.
Interesting. All the words are there, no doubt. All right, here's Jeff Sessions moving on, and he says, bomb sent, not hoax devices.
Please know that from the beginning, this investigative team has made this matter a top priority.
Destroy our part.
Destroy our part.
Wow.
Destroy our part.
Gee.
Destroy our
part. So he's destroying our part of the investigation. Is that what he's doing? Or are
yes,
we saying he's subverting the investigation?
Yes, that's exactly what that means. Yes, exactly. Yes. Wow, that's quite heavy. All right.
Well,
okay,
maybe that's why he's gone. He's gone. Huh.
Yeah. Wow. And here he says the bomb suspect is in custody.
This is the central feature of our system of government. You advocate for your beliefs enthusiastically, but we peaceably and lawfully comply with the results.
He'll fall.
He'll fall.
He'll fall.
Mate,
he'll fall.
I think he's predicting his own demise. There you go.
Well, his subconscious certainly was aware of it. That's very interesting. That's very clear. That's a statement. Too bad he wasn't tuned into his own subconscious. Although he must have known. He must have known.
Absolutely. All right, here's John Kasich, who says the Lord doesn't want Americans opposing caravan. Oh yeah. Since when does he have a direct line to God? All right. Here we go.
And let us reach out to those who have less, and let's stop putting up walls around ourselves and not understanding the plight, the trouble, and the problems of others.
God sell it, sell.
God sell it, sell.
God sell it, sell. God sell it, sell.
He's selling his position using the name of God. That's the way I would interpret that, okay?
Yeah, he's a real creep, that one. They're right there in his forward speech is the reason that our country is headed to such dire straits. We're headed to big trouble. Wait till the first part of the caravan got to the border today. It fragmented. The bulk of it is still 900 miles away or something. But for some strange reason, David, the LGBTQRST group. Out of the caravan, the LGBT group out of the caravan has made it to the border. In other words, they got a ride. They got hustled right to the border. They're there. They're going to set up and they'll begin to to beat the drums for discrimination and all the rest of it is all they usually do. So they're there. The homosexual, gay, fag, whatever you want to call them, queer, LGBT group is now at the border in Mexico, in Tijuana.
Wow, I didn't know that. All right, okay, so here is a case again.
You know, so I think we all have to calm down. Everybody has to, but this back and forth this morning about who blamed who and what, this is America, right. And you know what? This is not where Americans live.
And he says, I mock it.
And I mock it.
Right, he does.
There you go.
I mock it.
Yeah, well.
A game player. Just a phony. Yep. Another phony.
Yeah, exactly right. And here he is again.
They go and they rescue people they don't know. They put them in their homes. They feed them. That's America.
Is it really, John? How many illegals are you going to put in your home? What's in your wallet, John? Illegals?
He says sad money.
Sad money?
Sad money? Sad money?
Play the forward again, please, David.
Yeah, sure. Here's forwards.
They go and they rescue people they don't know. They put them in their homes. They feed them. That's America.
So what's he saying?
He's saying that's what we should do. We should take them all in and feed them and put them up.
Yeah,
that's
forwards. But in reverse, he's saying sad money. In other words, it's a waste of money.
Yeah, right.
That's what he's that's what his subconscious is saying.
Right.
No, it's a waste of money feeding these people. He's a hypocrite.
Yep. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Sad money. Right. Doesn't get any more clear than that, does it?
You're absolutely right. Yeah. All right, here's Pompeo discussing the caravan.
Our shared strategic interests with Saudi Arabia remain. We continue to view as achievable the twin imperatives of protecting America and holding accountable those responsible for the killing of Mr. Khashoggi.
Okay, that's obviously not about the caravan. You worship December.
You worship December.
Wow.
You worship December.
I'll be bothered.
You worship December.
All right, something's going to happen in December.
Well, I don't know. End of the year? The caravan will have been here by then. Don't know what else is on the agenda. We'll find out. You worship December. I don't know.
All right. And then we've got another one.
We don't want that to happen. I've spoken twice in the last 2 days to my counterpart, Foreign Secretary Videgaray. We trust that Mexico's leaders know what the best steps are to resolve this situation, and we urge timely action on their part.
Who is this?
And this is Pompeo.
Again, all right.
It says, discussing the caravan. And it says, girlfriend not in the sky.
Girlfriend not in the sky.
What on?
Girlfriend not in the sky.
I have no idea.
Girlfriend not in the sky.
No idea.
The person he was talking about. Better play the forward again. I believe he said our counterpart in Mexico, and I think he mentioned a woman's name. So that would allude to the reversal with the word girlfriend in it. Let's see.
Right. Okay, here we go.
We don't want that to happen. I've spoken twice in the last 2 days to my counterpart, Foreign Secretary Videgaray.
There you go.
We trust that Mexico's leaders...
Yeah, right, yeah.
Know what the best steps are to resolve this situation.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right. Girlfriend not in the sky.
Girlfriend not in the sky.
Yeah.
Girlfriend not in the sky.
Not the clearest reversal, but it is there. Anyway, listen, before we run out of time on the show today, Jeff, I want to talk about the next training class coming up.
Okay? Oh, very good, yes, by all means. Go ahead.
Yeah, starting on November the 24th, and it's a full reverse speech course, goes for 6 months, a comprehensive course designed to teach you how to hear reversals and interpret them and conduct conversations to elicit specific reversals. Let me see. We've got 18 in the class now. We're going to cut off at 20. So there's 2 seats left. If anyone wants to get serious about reverse speech and getting trained in the course, starts on November the 24th, so a week and a half from now. And, week and a bit. And the number to call, if you want to call me on it, it's 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077.
How often are the classes, David? How often?
Once every 6 months. So the next one will be probably...
No. I mean, during the actual training session, how many sessions?
Once every two weeks?
Okay, so 2 a month. All right.
Yeah. But there's a lot of homework to be done. It's a fairly intensive course. It's not just the classes. It's all the work you've got to put in to learn how to be good at it. But we certainly want people involved in reverse speech. You know, the more people we get out there, the faster the field will grow, you know. So if you've got any interest and you've been thinking about taking training, now's the time. So call me on 503-568-7077.
Very good.
There you go. Just wanted to get that in. 2 spots left, so grab them before they go.
Yeah.
All right. So here we have Pompeo discussing the caravan again.
From a security standpoint, there is no proper accounting of who these individuals in the caravan are. And this poses an unacceptable security risk to the United States.
This is a Senate un-American.
Senate un-American.
I'll be bothered.
Well, I don't know why he'd say that.
Why would he say that? Because the Senate's from
American. Yeah. Strange.
What a strange reversal.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Huh. Okay. All right. And here he says the caravan will not cross the border.
I repeat, the caravan will not cross our southern border illegally under any circumstances.
See the key word there? What was it?
Go through the normal...
Oh, do you want me to play it again?
No, he just said they will not cross the border under any circumstances illegally. Illegally. Oh. Trump has already said they must cross the border at a legitimate port of entry. So what he's saying is... If they line up and come through a port of entry, they can come in. And they can register, and they can get their lawyer. And I think that's what he's going to let them all in, as long as they come in through a legal port of entry. Do you know how many legal ports of entry there are along the southern border, David?
Oh, there'd be quite a few, I'd imagine, wouldn't
there? Yes, there are. Yes, indeed. 48.
All right.
An international border crossing is a legal port of entry. So all he's saying is they have to come in legally. They can't climb the fence or crash the fence. So maybe the word is just line up and come on in, and we'll let you in legally. I don't know. That was a word in there that was very carefully placed, I heard. Anyway, go ahead. Let's play the forward again.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
I repeat, the caravan will not cross our southern border illegally under any circumstances.
Illegally, yeah, right.
If you seek to come here, go through the normal refugee process. If you apply for refugee status, a permanent solution is possible in Mexico or in a third country.
This one says worker scandal.
Worker scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Worker scandal.
Huh.
Worker scandal.
Wow. Gee, not very good. Mm. No. Wonder what he means by that, worker scandal.
Don't know.
All right, here's Sarah Sanders defending Trump on Pittsburgh shooting rhetoric.
Jonathan, the very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks, both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did was blame the president and make him responsible for these ridiculous acts.
And so it says, and it's your fear of it.
And it's her fear of it.
Huh.
And it's her fear of it.
I'll be bothered.
And it's her fear of it.
Fear of the attacks, I guess.
I don't know. Fear of the attacks or... Well, I don't know how you could construe that any other way. Must be fear of it, yeah.
Yeah. And here she is again.
Jonathan, the very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks, both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did
Same
was
forward.
Blame the president and make him responsible for these ridiculous acts.
Sorry, what was that?
Same forward.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Silly kid, you're beautiful.
Silly kid, you're beautiful.
Huh.
Silly kid, you're beautiful.
I'll be bothered.
Silly kid, you're beautiful.
Well, she's talking to a number of people in the press, so perhaps one of them appealed to her.
Yeah, that would be right. Yeah. It's a random transient thought we're eavesdropping on. Yeah, okay. And then the last reversal I got is Trudeau saying immigrants are more Canadian than natives. Oh, yeah?
You chose this country. This is your country more than it is for others, because we take it for granted. We default into this place. And I think understanding that power of building a country that is made of people who chose or whose ancestors chose to build a new life here is really, really exciting.
And I will forget you.
Then I will forget you.
Ha ha!
What a hypocrite. Another one. One of the worst liars of them all. Yeah. Bad,
all right,
bad.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, yeah. David, thank you. Talk to you again shortly, and you'll be on in 2 weeks, and then the day after, you'll be on again with the new program. Yeah.
It's special. It's a day.
All right. Okay. Give the phone number out again one more time for the two positions still left in the class coming up.
503-568-7077.
Very Thanks. Good, sir. Thank you. Excellent work, as always. Take care.
Good on you. Thank
you. Okay, David Oates. And that's our reverse speech edition for tonight. Back with you tomorrow night. The 13th already. Wow. All right. Talk soon. Take care.